Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz announced his budget proposal for the coming year, and he joins us right now. Thank you for joining us on Maryland's News Now, County Executive.
Thanks, Ann.
Tell us about, and I guess the biggest highlight for all of our listeners who live in the Baltimore County area, talk to us about taxes and the tax rate.
Well, there will be no change in the tax rates in Baltimore County, and this is now the 26th year in a row that we have not increased the property tax rate, and the 22nd year in a row we have not increased the income tax rate, and we remain just one of 38 counties across the nation to have that AAA bond rating from all three major rating agencies on Wall Street.
How are you able to continue to do that in Baltimore County? What has really been the key to the success there?
Well, first of all, we've done a good job at downsizing our workforce, making significant changes to our employee health care and pension systems to reduce costs. And we've also introduced technology as an efficient way to deliver services more effectively, but also save taxpayer dollars.
I want to get to the big Schools for Our Future program, because I think that was really the biggest part of your budget proposal. I know you said it's a $1.1 billion plan. Tell our listeners what it encompasses.
We believe that it's an important role for local government to focus on our schools, and our schools constitute 53% of our operating budget revenue. The capital program is a $1.1 billion Schools for Our Future program, which will construct 15 new schools and 11 renovated schools with additions, creating 11,000 new or replacement school seats. So if I can just give you a comparison, without this School for Our Future program, in the next 10 years, there would be a shortage of more than 1,400 seats, which means more trailers and larger class size. With our Schools for Our Future program, we will not only eliminate overcrowding in our schools that exists today or is projected for the next 10 years, but we will have an additional almost 6,000 surplus seats, which allows for future growth.
And overcrowding is a countywide issue, isn't it?
Interestingly, in Baltimore County, we have a double whammy of both aging infrastructure. More than 80% of our schools are 40 years old, coupled with rising enrollment. So the school system is continuing to grow every year, and it makes it difficult for us to kind of catch up to our existing needs, let alone start thinking about what we're doing for the future. So what we're doing is asking the voters to approve increased amount for bond referendum that will be devoted to schools to not only solve the problem for today and tomorrow, but the next generation as well.
How much of a challenge has it been for you as the county executive in trying to put these budgets together in the last several years and knowing, because we've had these conversations before, that some of the schools might be better off just to replace them, others you just need to make repairs? It seems like it's a big undertaking and has probably been a big challenge for the last several years.
Well, I will tell you, in the last year and a half, we have worked very closely with the school system and Dr. Dance particularly to make sure that both the county administration and the school system are on the same page. And by working together, we're much better able to identify schools based upon their age and their condition that could be replaced and built with a brand new school, as opposed to those schools that we think are still modern enough that they can handle additional capacity. But it's that working relationship that's the key here, to make sure that our priorities are in sync with the school system.
And where does air conditioning fit into that master plan?
Well, at the conclusion of our Schools for Our Future program, well, let me say it this way. 3 years ago, 52% of our schools were unair conditioned. At the conclusion of our Schools for Our Future program, 97% of all county schools will be air conditioned, including every single elementary and middle school.
And what kind of time frame is that for the conclusion of the program?
It's a 10-year program. Basically, we're looking at bond referendums to be approved by the voters this November, and then in 2 years, and then in 4 years. So it takes us basically to the calendar year 2020.
Before we have to wrap up, County Executive, people are always concerned as well about public safety. Are you adding any more police officer positions in Baltimore County, or what are some of the highlights of that budget proposal?
Well, crime is at record lows in Baltimore County, and we're really proud of the job that our police are doing. And we continue to give them new technology to be able to do their job more effectively and efficiently, and also save us tax dollars. At the same time, we are adding 5 additional police officer positions to our Towson Entertainment District to coincide with the opening of the new $85 million Towson Square project. And those officers will be on foot patrol. Actually, they'll be using the new Segway type of vehicle so they can get through the sidewalks and areas quickly and have a nice visual presence as well.
Baltimore County Executive Kevin Kamenetz, thank you for joining us on Maryland's News Now and filling in all the holes for us on your budget proposal.
Well, I'll give you one more point here you missed. We also are adding new parks, too.
Including
a 257-acre passive park in the Granite Woodstock area, as well as a therapeutic riding arena at our Ag Center, turf fields at Towson High, Dundalk High, and our new Catonsville Regional Park to be located at Spring Grove, plus a community center buildings in Lock Raven and Catonsville, and $2 million for agricultural preservation.